The worst flooding in a half a century barely makes a blip. Do distractions get in your way? We've got a story for you on today's broadcast, and Bethany Christian Services explores responsibility, foster care, and renewed families. Coming up on Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan, I'm Greg Yoder. The flooding in Southeast Africa is pretty bad. In Malawi, it's probably the worst in a half century. Not only are there hundreds of thousands of people displaced, but they've also lost all of their fall crops. Yet Baptist Global Response's Jeff Palmer says,
it's just not high on the radar. And people will look at it and just say, well, they're just floods. But they're not just floods. These are larger than they've experienced.
The disasters compounded exponentially by poverty. Pleas for international help have largely fallen on deaf ears.
Already the world's not even looking at the need. Well, thinking about the recovery 3 to 4 months out, which it takes for a crop to grow, there's going to be a lot of hunger and a lot of issues. There's secondary issues coming after the floods, disease things.
BGR is responding with food, temporary shelter, tools, and seeds. It's just neighbors helping neighbors. Feel like you can be a good neighbor too? We'll connect you at our website.
Just a great way to make the church relevant in their community, to share the gospel, to help people, and to impact lives for eternity.
Next, Nigeria thwarts Boko Haram's second attack in Maiduguri this week. Boko Haram continues its reign of terror in Nigeria, where Christian workers say the attacks are driving people to seek out hope. Baptist Press reports that a Christian worker told them Nigerian Christians are reminded that even their persecutors can experience the power of the gospel. Find out more ways to pray for brothers and sisters in Christ in Nigeria by visiting our website, missionnews.org. This is Mission Network News. Who should care for the children of troubled families? The government or the church? Bethany Christian Services is teaming up with churches nationwide to provide an alternative to foster care. Bethany President and CEO Bill Blackwire says their new Safe Families for Children ministry mostly helps single moms.
She signs a voluntary agreement with a host family that says, will you please care for my child or children for up to 30 days?
Parents get more than a second chance from this program.
We have many, many cases where the parent has committed their life to the Lord because of what this host family has shared with them and what they did.
You might not be called to be a host family, but there's still a role you can play. Learn what it is at missionnews.org.
It just seems like this is what the Christian community should be doing.
Meanwhile, how many times have you wanted to do something only to doubt yourself and give up, like going on a short-term mission trip? Orphan Outreach's most recent employee, Sarah Herbeck, works specifically with ministry partners in Honduras and Guatemala. Her goal? To plan out every detail in a mission trip so teams can focus on the bigger picture, caring for and loving the orphans they serve. Don't let excuses or distractions get in the way of serving others. Go to our website for details. And finally, when Jesus talks about the least of these, he's including the people and children Crossroad Bible Institute's helping with the Manga Messiah program. Dr. David Scheringa is president of CBI.
The children are the future. The children are the most vulnerable in society and, you know, so easily abused and taken advantage of and can't fend for themselves. So we and our 6,000 volunteers want to be champions for the least of these.
The Magna Messiah program is a Bible study for children of inmates. It's also being used in a juvenile detention center in Arizona where it's leading young people to Christ.
These baby Christians have to take them by the hand and teach them how to walk by faith and then to run.
To find out more ways to pray for the Manga Messiah Project or CBI, we have a link at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You'll be amazed at the incredible stories you hear from the Middle East and North Africa when you get your Atlas of Changed Lives from Sat7. You'll read encouraging stories of changed lives from Morocco to Afghanistan that'll inspire you and your family. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the Atlas of Changed Lives logo at missionnews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.